Well, you know that everyone is welcome to the table at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus with our good friend Chef John, but, well, the summertime is now just an ability to regroup and get ready for the fall. Chef John is joining us today, well, with an update and, as always, treats for us. Good morning, Chef John. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks so much. It's so great to be back.
Oh, we are so excited to have you back in studio. Now, we know part of the reason why we haven't seen you in a few months is because, well, you were going through a little bit of a turnover there at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe, but you got new staff. You're always ready to welcome some new volunteers. Kind of give us a little bit of an update about what's happening with the staff there at Germaine's.
Absolutely. Well, we're real fortunate to get a new sous chef in. She's been a great addition to our team. Her name is Chef Shaylee, and she just jumped right in and helped out students right towards the end of class three as they were graduating. So that's just been an amazing addition to the team. Also, right now, as we move into summer, we are looking to see how we can improve and make changes to our curriculum, so we're working on that. But at the same time, we still have a lot of meals to make, so we're looking for volunteers to help out, and we've been able to get a few, but always looking for more.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it doesn't matter what time of year it is. Those that are living on the margins are just always just kind of living on that edge of life that, well, they don't know necessarily where that next meal will come from. It's wonderful to know that Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe is there to try to fill that void. So for your volunteers, somebody maybe listening thinks, boy, I have some time. I would love to be able to offer that time to Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe there at Catholic Charities of Oregon. What kind of things do your volunteers do to help you and help your students?
They do a ton. We couldn't do the work we do without them. They're in the kitchen slicing and dicing. They help us put meals together, packaging everything, labeling meals that are going out to the people that are receiving our food. We just picked up a contract with the veterans. So we're doing about 100 veteran meals every week. And those are getting labeled and printed out to and packaged to go out there. But everything we do in the kitchen, they're doing right alongside with us. They also help support the students. So when the students really need that one-on-one work and they've gotten the instruction from us, the volunteers are just there, you know, to give them support if they need help with measuring or slicing or putting together a recipe. It's wonderful.
Chef John Word is joining us this morning. He is the head chef at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe at Catholic Charities of Oregon right here in Portland. Well, there's also congratulations to be had. Chef John, you have graduated three cohorts of students who have gone on to jobs. In fact, your placement rate is incredible. Tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on with your students.
We are really fortunate. Again, we've made some great community connections and partnerships out there. Of our first two classes that have graduated, 80% of them are out working right now in great jobs. We found that the retirement community has been really welcoming to our students and graduates, and it's just a really good fit. They fit in well with the residents, and there's always a lot of different tasks for them to do. We have a student that's working at a small little sandwich shop on the southeast and another one that's at Pacific University out in Forest Grove. So they're all over the place and all different levels of jobs that really sort of fit what they're doing, and just incredibly excited and working on more jobs for some of the people that have graduated from our third class. But yeah, they are excited.
Well, Chef John, let me ask you then, for your students, knowing that, you know, they have limitations, and so you work with them very closely. This isn't like large numbers of students. They have a lot of time and attention. When you're working with a student, are you thinking about where or what kind of kitchen they will work in and then plan their skills that way? Or are the chef skills that they are learning in the kitchen really able to apply to a broad range of, you know, food service types of jobs that they're able to do?
So, you know, Brenda, it's probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
So we really cater to their needs. But I'll tell you, they have honestly surprised me with what they can do. So sometimes you would think you're not really sure if they can do this, and little by little by little, they just pick it up. So a lot of it is determination on our part in the training and stick-to-itiveness with them. So really, they get a lot of training and a lot of work on the same job and the same task. So I don't know that I actually think about a restaurant or a retirement community or something like that for them, but I find what they do really well best and then find a place that needs that kind of work. So I work towards their skill development and then find a place that needs those skills.
Well, other ways, though, that you're also working on their skills, boy, your cafe getting ready to open soon and catering events. So those are all ways that your students' real life experience that are actually working with the public while they're still in school. When are we going to be able to get to that walk-up counter?
Yeah, that walk-up counter is opening, I think, the third week of September. So we are super-duper excited. It's been a long time coming to get that up and running. Catering, we've been sort of doing in and out when we've been able to. We're doing some stuff on campus, and that's a little bit easier, and we actually have the students participate in that. We've actually brought retirement communities in to have lunch with us, and that's just sort of a catering opportunity that sort of fits our model really well right now. But we've done a number of things off campus, but right now pretty small. We don't have a large enough staff to do too much stuff, but we're growing there. We're heading in that direction.
So if somebody, say, the third week of September to walk into Jermaine's Kitchen and Cafe, their walk-up counter, how is the menu going to run for them? Is it grab and go, or is there going to be little tables for people to sit at? Is it a full menu? Kind of give our listeners an idea.
Yeah, so our walk-up window, it sort of builds us like we're a giant food truck. We'll also have an inside counter ready that will be opening soon as well. But a lot of it will be grab and go because the students, I mean, they only have, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes to eat. They're probably our biggest audience. But again, the other things will be built to order, but really pretty quick. So if you sort of think about like Chipotle, where they just sort of build it right there in front of you, it's going to be something along those lines. A few choices here and there, a lot of different beverages. Again, 100% gluten-free, fresh, quality. It's going to be wonderful.
Boy, as a high school student that might be coming in there, I kind of feel like, yeah, if they had a choice between school cafeteria and Jermaine's Kitchen and Cafe, yeah, you're going to probably have a fairly long line at the lunch counter comes the fall semester. Well, Chef John, you know, it's been great talking with you, but it's time for us to get eating, too. You have always come in, your hands full with something for us to share. Today is the case as well, but you know what? Yeah, we're coming up against our break. So our listeners, well, come back in our next half hour because, boy, we have got some cinnamon swirl bread. Boy, you're not going to want to miss that, and you're definitely going to want to get the recipe. So stay with us for our next half hour. And I am back once again with Chef John Wirtis. Chef John is the head chef at Jermaine's Kitchen and Cafe, part of Catholic Charities of Oregon. He's joining us today to give us a little bit of an update of what's going on at the kitchen. And of course, as always, bringing us something delicious to eat. Good morning, Chef John. Thanks for staying with us today.
Good morning, Brenda. As usual, great to be here always.
Oh, well, with all of the updates going on at Jermaine's Kitchen and Cafe, we really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come over here and, well, just feed us because we're a pitiful bunch here at Mater Dei Radio, so we always need a little bit of tender love and care and always some great food from Jermaine's Kitchen and Cafe. So today, and if you've gone to our Facebook page, you might have seen a picture of it, a preview. We have an opportunity to taste some really delicious cinnamon bread. So what we all were amazed with everything else that you always bring in, Chef John, it's gluten-free. Tell our listeners a little bit about what we are trying today.
Again, with the program that we do, our whole program is 100% gluten-free. And we are really, really fortunate to be sponsored by Bob's Red Mill. And I'm very grateful and thankful to them for allowing us to be able to do this for our program. But yeah, the cinnamon swirl coffee cake bread came out just amazing. Just a real combination of different kinds of flours and xanthan gum, which is sort of the gluten replacer there that helps give structure, some eggs, some milk, a lot of cinnamon and sugar in there and just swirled all together and baked. It's comes out really nice. And most of the things that we do, honestly, we get comments a lot about, I can't believe this is gluten-free, because most of the time it's like, some of the stuff out there is really sawdusty and dry. And yeah, so it's been really nice to be able to play with this. Normally I'm quite the savory chef and not the sweet type of bakery pastry chef. So a little bit of a new world for me, but I'm really digging it and enjoying it a lot.
So Aaron has joined us this morning. David is out of this afternoon. And so we needed to have somebody come in and taste it. And I'd ask you to take a bite of your bread, but it's all gone. Aaron, you couldn't even wait.
Well, I was sitting here quietly during the first segment and just chewing off mic, and it was delicious. So it's fantastic. And yeah, you can't believe that it's not glutinous. I mean, if you hadn't told me, I wouldn't have guessed it, that it was not, that it was gluten-free. It's delicious. So
it's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Now, you said the thing, too, that is different that you have to remember about cooking gluten, whereas those of us who have tried baking bread today, it's like flour and your yeast and everything, and you're kneading it, right? Because you're getting those proteins, so that way you got this great bread. There's nothing kneaded about this. You said it's more like a thick batter.
It is a batter. It's pourable. So any of the breads that we bake, sandwich breads and things like that, quote unquote, whole grain. Now, again, when I say grain, I don't mean, you know, wheat and rye and barley or any of those. Some of the other ones that we use, quinoa flour and other kinds like that in our breads. But yeah, they are pourable into the, into your loaf pan, but then they still rise like a regular yeast bread does, and you let it rise, but you never punch it down and give it a second rise. It's once, you know, sort of one and done, and then into the oven, it rises a little bit more, and it's just wonderful then. But again, another one of those sort of tricks of the trade with gluten-free is you have to let it cool. Sadly, there's no eating that delicious warm bread right out of the oven that we all have come to love so much. You got to let it cool. Again, it needs to stabilize a little bit. So
now, if I were to take this bread and then pop it into the microwave where it warms up again, it'll still now hold that structure because it's cool. Already set up.
Yeah. That's so amazing. It heats up really, really well. Our gluten-free biscuits that we do, like the next day, they're a little bit drier, but again, 20 seconds in the microwave and a little too much butter, and they are back to amazing.
Always too much butter. That is the way to go. You've heard it here. Chef John at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe joining us today says add a little butter. That's just a little bit of love, I think, on top of all this. It's absolutely wonderful. Chef John, you're going to share that recipe with us.
Absolutely.
I think our listeners would definitely want to have this. Again, that Saturday morning with a little coffee and some of this bread, boy, that is a fine morning.
Oh, yeah.
And then for our listeners, you know, you've said in our first half, we talked about a third cohort have been graduated, 80% placement rate. Well, people really want to be a part of this. Your fourth class, which begins in the fall, already full.
Absolutely. Again, we've been really recruiting a lot and reaching out to the Portland Public School programs and their transitions program, and really been fortunate to get, you know, a great response, and they've all come in and supported us tremendously. So they have to come in for a kitchen day, do a working interview with us, and they're all excited about starting. And we even have some of them volunteering over the summer.
Nice.
That's great.
And then how, a full class is how many there at Germaine?
It's six.
Six students now.
Yep.
Excellent. So if perhaps somebody is listening, feels like they know somebody that would benefit, that would really be a great fit, that means they're looking into the fifth cohort. When does that group begin?
That next cohort will start in the beginning of January
of
2023.
And is there a time when they should begin looking to apply and talk to you, or can they kind of start that process now and get themselves ready for January?
They can definitely get it started now. We're already having a little bit of overflow going on, so the sooner the better. They are filling up pretty quick.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, it's
great. It's a dream come true. And as sad as it is to have to put off students, well, you know, that just is exactly what you wanted to do, to be able to grow this and just make it available for more people. Well, Chef John, for all that you do for the students in your class, for those that you feed, and of course, those that you feed here at Matcha Day Radio, we sure thank you for your time today. We look forward to when you get to come in again and visit.
Pleasure being here as always. Thank you so much.
And again, that is Chef John Wirtis. Now, if you want to find out more information about Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe, maybe save the date for when their walk-up counter is open so you can get a wonderful meal there. Head over to our website, because as soon as the show is over, I'm going to turn this interview into a podcast. You can find out more information there. The links will be available. Also, well, that very excellent recipe also going to be made available to you. You can find it all on the Hail Mary Media app.